This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. During a series of quick meetings at the UN in New York, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo insists the international community must continue to keep the pressure on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to denuclearize. He also warned that North Korea is trying to get around the sanctions, smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed under international sanctions. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley attended meetings with Secretary Pompeo and then spoke to reporters.
The Security Council is going to hold tight. The international community, we ask you to hold tight as we go forward. The problem that we are encountering is that some of our friends have decided that they want to go around the rules.
United States has asked the UN Security Council committee that monitors sanctions implementation to ban further fuel shipments to Pyongyang in a bid to cut off revenue to its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Russia and China moved to block the U.S., putting a six-month hold on its request. U.S. Republican lawmakers have dropped their efforts to reimpose a crippling ban on exports to the Chinese telecommunications giant ZTE. It is accused of selling sensitive technologies to Iran and North Korea despite a U.S. trade embargo. The U.S. had barred ZTE from importing American components. A year-old boy who became a poster child for the U.S. policy of separating immigrants and their children is back in the arms of his parents 5 months after he was taken from his father at the U.S. border with Mexico. The Trump administration says it has reunified 364 children ages 5 and older with their families where they were separated at the border. This is VOA News. The investigation is just underway into the deadly tourist boat sinking in the U.S. state of Missouri, AP's Tim McGuire reports.
An Indianapolis woman who survived the Branson, Missouri tourist duck boat sinking that killed 17 people, including 9 of her relatives, says the captain told passengers not to bother grabbing life jackets. Tia Coleman says all of her children are among the dead, and she and her nephew are the only family survivors. She tells WXIN-TV by the time life jackets were needed, it was too late. U.S. Coast Guard Captain Scott Sturmer says they have to raise the duck boat from 80 feet of water to find clues to what happened.
An assessment and an analysis of it and its condition will definitely be key to the investigation.
The boat went down shortly after a severe thunderstorm hit Thursday evening. I'm Tim McGuire.
Comprehensive report on hate crime by the Arab American Institute in Washington says there were nearly twice as many anti-Arab incidents in 2015 and 2016 as were reported by the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, underscoring the shortcomings of official statistics at a time of rising hate crimes in the U.S. Using data collected by U.S. state law enforcement agencies, the Institute estimated more than 79 anti-Arab incidents in the U.S. in 2015, compared with 40 reported by the FBI, and 88 such incidents in 2016, compared with 58 shown in the Bureau's official report. Among four major case studies, the report highlights the murder of three young Arab American Muslims near the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill in 2015. As the White House continues cleaning up days of confusion over President Trump's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, groundwork's being laid for their next meeting. AP's Sagar Magani reporting from the White House.
Amid strong criticism of his statements during and after the Helsinki summit, the president says it was a tremendous meeting.
The fact is we got along very well.
And tells CNBC their next meeting is in the works, with the White House saying the president's invited Putin to Washington in the fall. One official says the focus would be national security, including Russian meddling, without specifying if that means interference in American elections. Moscow says it's open to a visit. No Russian leader's been here inside the executive mansion in nearly a decade. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In its latest measure to curb the viral spread of messages that have sparked deadly mob violence in India, Facebook-owned WhatsApp is limiting forwarding of messages in the country to 5 chats. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.